A research physiologist with the U.S. Geological Survey says the industry isn't big enough to pay for drug companies to invest to get approval for drugs to cure fish disease. Bill Gingrich says that prompted an effort by the USGS, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, some states, and those who raise fish for profit to work with drug companies to help finance research. After 12 years of collaboration, Gingrich says the first oral drug to be approved in 20 years will treat an internal disease of channel catfish.
We've been instrumental in working with the sponsor, and that approval will be expanded to include other species of fish that are commercially and recreationally important.
Gingrich is with the Upper Midwest Environmental Services Center in La Crosse. He says before the effort began, some in the aquaculture industry took matters into their own hands.
The aquaculture people were using these drugs, but often illegally because they weren't approved by the Food and Drug Administration. And so it was decided that they needed to undertake this program.
Now Gingrich says they're on the way to approval of the use of hydrogen peroxide for external infections in fish, as well as four other drugs. The USGS, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and University of Wisconsin-La Crosse are holding a conference this week expected to attract experts and producers from around the country. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.